As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a glorious day because Lily Pebbles is making a return to the podcast to share her feel-good habits. Hi, Lily.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. So nice to see you. It's been ages.
I know, it's been such... It was Caroline's dinner.
Oh my gosh, yes. That was like one of the last events before.
Before everything. Yeah, so February time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, such a long time ago. But you are coming on the podcast to share your feel-good habits, which I'm very excited to hear. And just a reminder for listeners, obviously Lily's been on the show before and she is a fellow podcaster. Remind everybody about your podcast with Anna.
At Home with Lily and Anna, we run through our like top five favorite things from the week, and then we discuss like different topics and answer questions from our viewers. We have like a Facebook group and it's just really chilled, really relaxed and really fun and chatty.
And Lily is also one of my favourite content creators because everything you put together is so considered. I wonder how you have a spare minute in the day. But like even your baby content, and I told you this when I saw you at Caroline's dinner, I will even read in their entirety like your recommendations for strollers or pushchairs or whatever because it's just so well put together and I'm no interest in those things.
Thank you. I love that. That is so funny that from the outside you think everything's so thought through and considered. That's how I feel about Anna. Like that is so not what I'm like behind the scenes. I'm literally like, oh my God, what am I doing? Throw it together. I like panic and then it all comes together and I'm like, oh, I didn't need to panic. But I'm not an Anna. I'm definitely not an Anna.
Anna's unique and I've just had to come to terms with that because there are times when I just thought if I could just be like Anna, my life would be good.
She's one of a kind. I'm telling you, it's hard to be best friends with her.
I can actually imagine that, but she's just pure joy and sunshine. But are you somebody, I was thinking about this the other day because I was trying to understand my own neuroses and I need the pressure of sometimes leaving things, not to the last minute, but I feel like the quality of work that I will produce is better if there is a little bit of pressure on me. And I've always thought that was because of magazines and journalism, but.
Yeah, definitely the same. My managers laugh at me because whenever they come to me with something, my first thing is just panic. No, I can't do it. I can't do it. This is going to go wrong. And then I do it and they're like, Lily, that was unreal. And I'm like, oh, I didn't really. Do you know what I mean? I just panic and I'm so like, no, I can't do it. And then I can.
It's a confidence thing. Yeah. You're so right. It's a confidence thing of being almost like being scared to do it. And okay, right. That'll be unpicked in a therapy session at some point. So your feel-good habits, where are we going to start?
I just said to you, I feel like I'm going to be like your worst guest because when you first asked me to come on, I was like, I'm so not like a self-care person. Like you have lots of very positive guests who are very like, you need to have time without your phone and I wish I could be one of those people, but I'm just so not. And I definitely panicked and phoned Anna and I was like, I don't know what my feel good habits are. And then she actually thought it's helpful to hear from someone else, like what she thinks mine are. And she really helped me like think of some things. So they're a bit different, I think, to what you usually have. A bit random.
Because actually I find the self-care space helpful, but also sometimes a bit stodgy.
Yeah, like these are some feel-good habits from a cynical realist.
Excellent. In fact, that's what I would have called the franchise if it had been a bit snappier.
Okay, so number one, are you ready?
I am.
This seems a little bit obvious, but taking photos, organizing photos, printing them, putting them in albums, making home videos. I've got shared albums on my iPhone. all of that so much feel good for me. I just love it. I get so much joy from it, especially since having Grey.
Okay, so talk me through the shared album thing, because I have a shared album, but I don't think I intended to have one.
Yeah, I didn't know what they were either until my friend moved to Australia. And you basically start a shared album on your iPhone and you can add people to it. So it means whenever you add a photo or a video, it's automatically then on that shared album that they can also check on their phone. So it's great for long distance like relationships. My friend who's in Australia has one. And I've got one for Grey because Rich's family all live in Suffolk and they don't get to see her that often. So every day I upload photos and videos and they can just check in. They get a little alert on their phone and they can like it and comment. It's a bit like Instagram, and they can show their friends and it's great.
Oh, that's really, really nice.
Yeah.
And I saw on Instagram the other day you had created like not a scrapbook, but something where you were actually getting physical pictures. Remember those? Making, was it a scrapbook?
It's just a photo album. That's actually one of the few things that I'm still quite organized with. I really try like once a month or like every 2 months, just go through my phone, delete anything that's like shouldn't, like, you know, random photos or duplicates. And I favorite like the best photos and then I'll print them. So I use an app called Free Prints. They're not like the best quality, but they're perfectly fine for like a 4x6 photo. And you actually get 45 free prints a month. So you just pay for delivery. And every as often as I can, I'll do that. And then I'll just put them in like a photo album. And I just, like you said, like we don't have printed photos. And I've got so many photo albums from my childhood. And I remember when I was like, you know, 8, 9, 10, I used to love looking through them. And I've had a daughter now. So I'm like, she'll probably be the same. So I just want to make sure I keep up with like printing photos. And I love it. It's really therapeutic as well when they all arrive and I can just sit and just stick them in the albums and look through them.
I'm not wanting to be an unqualified therapist here, but do you think it's also allowing you to enjoy the moments as they're happening? You know, life can suddenly flash by and suddenly, like we've just discovered, 6 months has flown past. But do you feel like actually taking that time, is it every week or every month where you just sit down with the pictures, actually allows you to really savor everything?
Absolutely. Like, I think because of my job and I'm so on my phone and it's so internet-y, and people say, you know how you sometimes when you go to like a concert and everyone's looking through their phone and you just think like, put your phone down and look at it. But I also think like I've got quite good at being able to take photos and not let it control my day. I'm not like getting people to pose. I'm just taking some natural photos. And then, like you said, sitting down and then looking through them and like reliving the moment and being like, oh, how great was this year, actually? Like, I do like yearly albums as well with all my like my highlights from the year, because I just realized I was doing these things on Instagram and then they're just disappearing and I want to have them like around forever. So yeah, it's definitely really therapeutic.
So interesting about concerts. I'm the same as you. I don't like to film them or take pictures, although obviously I have because it is quite tempting. But I do distinctly remember one of my first concerts I went to, I think, was Aerosmith when I was about 9, and just thinking, I just want to remember this. Yeah. I just want to remember this.
Oh, I love it. I film everything and take photos of everything. But I, like I said, because I've done it for so long, I've learned how to do it and not look through my phone. It's like vlogging almost. I can do both at the same time. Whereas I know some people in my life who don't have my job, they're very much like looking, you know, at their phone, and it's hard to do both.
Yeah, it is. You're correct. I like this very much. Maybe I'm going to start doing some things with some pictures.
Also, like home videos. I'm so lucky that it's so easy for me to film and edit videos. Like we went camping last weekend and I filmed loads of clips while I was there. And then I put together a little video and sent it to my family. And it's like a proper home video. And I just like, sister's like, I'm so jealous you have this for your kids because I don't have it. I just get
have
so
you done
much joy from that.
Super 8 or the edited, like to make it look like a...
I actually got a lot of enjoyment from just doing it really simple. Like it's not a vlog. It's not going on YouTube. It doesn't have to be fancy. It's just like raw, you know, people chatting, things I wouldn't normally put in a video. I just love being able to watch it back. So I do that when there's like special occasions, birthdays, trips, and things like that. It's just, I don't really understand how we're going to watch these things. Like we don't have DVD players anymore. I'm like storing them on a hard drive. I'm like, how's Grey going to watch this? That's a bit weird, but... You know,
I'm it will obviously, it, she'll, I don't know, she'll have a USB port or something because that's where
exactly,
it's going.
Exactly. Like,
let's not think too much about that. Okay. this is a really nice one. And this also, it reminds me a little bit, but it's different from Bryony Blake came on and she had this really lovely idea of you just build a photo album in your phone of things that will make you smile if you're feeling a bit crappy.
And I thought that's my favorite album. I love favoriting photos and looking back at them. Yeah, I just get so much joy from photos. My second feel-good habit, another random one, voice notes.
Ooh, do explain.
I just love a voice note. Oh my God, best invention ever. Like I just, and there's a time and place for it, but me and Anna voice note to each other a lot. And I just think it adds like more like personal. You know, sometimes you find you're constantly WhatsApping and texting people and you can't really get like someone's tone of voice in a text. So I think a voice note is perfect. Also, it's better than like a phone call sometimes too, because it gives you time to like think and then reply. Like I can just go for hours with some of my friends.
This is totally a phone conversation, but like it, but at your pace, it's
yeah,
the
exactly.
best.
You can go make a cup of tea and then reply, yeah. And you don't have to like do a cup of tea whilst you're on the phone.
I do also really enjoy a voice note conversation, and they do add value.
Yeah, I also think like even more than like a voice note. So my friend Hannah moved to Australia, and it was obviously so hard with like the time difference. So voice notes were great for that because we can reply in our own time. But I also, she just had a baby. This was like a year ago, and I was trying to encourage her to like send me quick videos. So I would send her a video to being like, hey, Han, hope you're well. Tell me how your day went. This is how my went. Show her stuff. And then in her own time, she could watch that. And then she'd send me one back. And at the time I was like, it's just nice for her to like see someone's face and see someone talking without having to like do FaceTime. It's too pressured sometimes. And then 9 months later, I think it was probably about 4 months later. And I sent her those videos back to her to show her like how far she had come. And she said, watching those early videos of her, like trying to pump and breastfeed, she was like, oh my God, you've just made me realize like how much better it is now than then. And yeah. And she was like, it was a massive part of her journey. And that wasn't a plan of mine, but it worked out so well. And now I like really encourage people to do that if you have long distance friendships.
That's a really nice one. Yeah. I like that.
And now you've got those videos to watch back and they're hilarious.
So voice notes and videos.
Yeah. Yeah, just talking more, because I don't like phone conversations. I hate talking on the phone. So that's my version.
I do feel like when my phone rings, I'm like, I beg your pardon. I just stare at it. I'm like,
so invasive, like get out of my phone.
What? But then I remember Trini came on the podcast in January and she said, how many times a day does your phone ring? And I'm like, less than once. And she was horrified.
Oh my God, 100%. Like the only person that phones me is my mom and Anna.
Yeah.
I don't know why I talked on the phone to Anna, but no one else. And my mom will phone me for like a quick question because she's not very good at WhatsApp.
I'm going to try and move everyone over to voice notes.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to do.
Especially when you're really passionate about something, you need to just like, you need a voice note.
Yeah, I agree. I like it very much. Right, I'm going to make sure I incorporate this into my life. What, my friend, is habit number three?
Batch cooking for Gray, which is funny because I was never that into cooking before. I'm very into eating. I'm like a proper food snob and I love eating out. And I think I've got really good taste. Like my family are all good at cooking. But as the youngest, like no one ever taught me. So I'm not particularly that good. But since having her, I've really got into it. And I really enjoy it, and I enjoy encouraging her to try new foods and try new recipes. And I think it's just taught me so much more about cooking for myself as well through having her.
I have been using, and I have been talking about it so much, but Ian Hayes' book, 7 Day Basket. I've been using that a lot. And there's a recipe in there for lentil and mushroom bolognese. Mm-hmm. And it involves dicing carrots, celery and mushrooms. And if I'm feeling a little bit frazzled, I will make it to batch cook it, to freeze it, because the methodical dicing of carrot, mushroom and celery actually like does something to my brain. It just like
transfers. I totally get that. Although, do you peel your carrots over the chopping board or over the bin?
Oh, I put down like whatever packaging the mushrooms come in or whatever. And just put all the peelings into that and then mulch them.
I find peeling carrots stressful. Like I'll drop it in the bin and then I'm like, oh, I've dropped it in the bin. But apart from that, I agree. The dicing of the vegetables is very relaxing.
Would you just wash the carrots? Yes, yes. Would you just wash the carrots, give them a scrub and not peel them to take that stress out of your life?
Maybe for a bolognese, yeah. Some things though, you don't want the carrot skin, I feel like.
No, I'm just going to give it like, it's organic. It's like,
yeah,
upgraded spin of like, yeah, this is like really authentic.
Definitely.
Peel on Not the same as peel on fries.
Yeah, and also there's nothing better than like being like, I've got no food, and then knowing you've got stuff in the freezer. Like, I just think batch cooking has changed my life. I never did it before having a baby, and I just think it's genius.
It is. It really, really is. And once you find those few recipes as well that you can sort of almost do on autopilot.
Mm.
Exactly. I think, yeah, it's the having the food, but it's also just like it's just like mentally calming. It's like doing a jigsaw.
Yeah. It's like, I've never been a calm, like, chef. Can I say chef? When you're just a normal person, you know what I mean? I get really panicked and I'm not very good at like clearing up as I go. Rich comes down and gets so annoyed because the kitchen's just like a bomb site. But I'm starting to get better. I'm trying. I definitely find listening to audiobooks and podcasts whilst cooking really helps. You don't have to. I used to watch YouTube videos and then I was like really distracted trying to watch it. It's all about podcasts.
Okay, so tell me what you're listening to. I know it's not part of the Feel Good Habits script, but I'm curious.
I just finished listening to the audiobook for Olive by Emma Gannon.
Ah.
Which I really, really loved. It's very much about friendships, about a group of friends navigating their different kind of life choices as they go into their 30s. And Olive isn't sure if she wants kids. And it's very interesting. Really enjoyed that. And I love an audiobook, especially for a novel, because they like do the little different characters' voices. And it's narrated by, I can't remember her name. She was in Fleabag. Fleabag, is that what it's called? Sister.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's brilliant. So yeah, really, really loving that. And then podcasts, I can't remember, whatever. I love Happy Mum, Happy Baby, which I was just on. I love your podcast, obviously. I need some new podcast recommendations, actually.
There are so many launching. I was watching TV this morning. Joss Stone's just...
Searching for the perfect gift idea for that hard-to-buy person on your list? The Allbirds Wool Runner is a natural fit. The Wool Runner is super cozy, super comfy, and super giftable. It's made with ZQ-certified merino wool, a naturally cozy material that offers next-level comfort and a lower environmental impact. The cushioned midsole and versatile design offer all-day comfort in a classic style you can wear every day, even in a winter wonderland. And its fully machine-washable construction makes it easy to keep your shoes looking like new. Allbirds shows off the Wool Runner's carbon footprint right on the shoe so you can see the difference for yourself. On top of that, they actually offset that carbon footprint to zero, making the Wool Runner completely carbon neutral, so you can stay cozy and tread lighter on the planet. This holiday season, give tidings for comfort and coziness with the Allbirds Wool Runner. Discover your perfect pair at allbirds.com. That's allbirds.com.
Just launched one.
As in the singer?
Yeah, I think loads of people in lockdown, so...
Where's she been? I haven't heard that name for years.
She's in LA, she's launching one. And then Mike Tyndall launched one yesterday. Mm. So there's a whole new crop of new podcasts on the scene. So there's a lot. If you started browsing now, I think you might discover that there are some new nice things.
Okay.
You didn't know about. I've been listening to Demi Moore's autobiography and it's a hard recommend. She reads it so well.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I love it when the author reads it.
And it's not too salacious either. It's not like a tell-all. But it's very interesting.
Mm, okay, I'll have to check that out. Thank you.
It's not very long. You're very welcome. So I can't believe we're already here. We're already at number four.
I'm going to save the best one till last. So this one's like mediocre, but... So I'm really? So like, I know.
Sorry. Is this what your managers have to deal with?
Absolutely.
I'm going to be your worst guest. This one's mediocre.
Oh, God, I know. It's terrible, isn't it? It sums me up. That's what my school report sounds like.
But the thing that's so funny to me is that I know you, and I would never use the word mediocre to describe. I just always think, yeah, she knows exactly what she's doing. She's really good at what she does.
Expectations. I've got such like high hopes.
So okay, you like to say things like that and then go, surprise!
No, don't get excited. Don't get excited, please. That's my fear. No, the next one is just a simple spa treatment. Oh my God. Like, I can't tell you how much I love a spa treatment, and I've missed them. I booked in for a pedicure tomorrow night at Cowshed. For me, it's just like a chance. Yeah, I know. So, but I'm really not the sort of person that splurges on like anything. Like, I'm terrified of buying expensive clothes or anything like that. But spa treatments is something I have no guilt spending money on, and I never have. And I think it's, I don't know, like, it's a chance for me to put my phone down. Like, having a massage is the only time I physically cannot look at my phone and I have to just do nothing. And that's so important, I think, when you have a job like mine. And I think I get it from my mum. Like, I've just always loved, I love a massage, I love a facial, I love a pedicure. I just, and when I was pregnant, I think I had a pregnancy massage every month. Like, I just think it's worth investing in. I think it really can, like, affect my mood. And that's important.
Yeah, totally. And it just makes you feel, I think what you said is really interesting about, because of what you do for a living, which you have described earlier on in the show as internet-y, which I will not forget.
It's very internet-y.
There is that thing about it is very hard. Like, even if I commit to put my phone down and watch like an hour of True Blood, because I've been doing True Blood since from the beginning in lockdown, nearly at the end, I will, within 20 minutes, I'll be like, oh, I just need to check. Wonder if there's 20% off between 7 and 9 on ASOS.
20 minutes is good. Like, I will admit, I can't put my phone down. I can't. There's a really, even when I'm watching TV, I put it, I think, oh, I need to stop looking at my phone. So I put it down. Probably 10 seconds later, I pick it straight up again, like automatically. Like, it's a real problem. I'm on it all the time. I think it's the first thing I do when I wake up. I sleep with it by my bed. I've tried everything, but I'm just not one of those people that has like weekends off. I don't. So having a massage and a facial was literally the only time. And they need to open up again. It's ridiculous that they haven't. And that just shows it's, you know, mental health. It's important.
Shout out to Beauty Backed at this point. And absolutely, for what Caroline's letter, which I'll publish this really soon then, but Caroline's just sent a letter to the government to try and sort them out. I just don't get it. I can't
get it. It's about women and it's pathetic.
I will correct myself. I don't want to get it. I don't want to get it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly. Just BS.
Yeah, it's seen as just like silly, unnecessary treatments, but it's so much more than that.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And also, just look at the bottom line, my friends.
Yeah.
Even if you don't care about the other aspects of it, just look at the amount of money the industry brings in. But anyway, who knew we'd be facing this?
Exactly.
Right, you said it's going to be the best, so come on.
Okay. My absolute favourite thing to do in the entire world is, and this has become even more important since having a baby, because I used to do it much more regularly, is driving alone with music blaring and singing at the absolute top of my voice.
Lily, I love this.
this is my, if I'm in a bad mood, I'll just take myself for a singing drive. Like, seriously. And I've in the past even had like specific playlists for like, when I used to drive to uni in Birmingham, it was a 2-hour journey. I'd like make a playlist that I knew was, had all the right songs in the right key that I could sing along with. It's just the best thing. I love it. And I realize it's having a baby, I don't drive on my own as much anymore. Like, obviously I can sing with her in the back, but it's different. I can't have the music blaring. So every now and again, I'll just go for a little drive and it's the best. I
love that one so much, because this has not appeared on Feel Good Habits thus far. And actually, when you think about it, even if you don't intend to do it, if you're just in the car anyway and a song comes on and you start singing, it feels so good.
Oh, it's just the only time I can really just like let it all out and like just really loud, and doesn't really matter if it's in tune or not. Although sometimes if you get like the right harmony and you're like, oh, no one heard that. Or if you're like stuck in traffic and then the person next to you is looking at you like, what are you doing? You have to pretend you're on like a loudspeaker call or something.
It's really, really emphatically trying to get your point across about something. The only time I've ever had a crash is when I was listening to Meatloaf singing along and I was in a car park and I went around the corner in third gear. Oh, literally just went straight into the back of another car because I was just so into the music.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth it. It's worth it. Do you have like, what would be your like perfect sing-along song or artist?
To be honest, if we're talking about a mood clearing song, then it's that, oh God, Evanescence, Bring Me to Life.
Oh, wow. Yes. I like that.
That is a great song.
Oh my God. Yeah. I was going to say I put it in the same category. It's not, but do you remember like Anastasia? Is that her name?
Yeah.
That's a great one too.
Yeah.
I've got some faves. Like James Morrison is like my perfect key. I don't know why. So
he's
random.
Got a beautiful voice.
I know. I love his songs for singing along in the car.
Do you ever pretend to be Nelly Furtado during Broken Strings?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. 100%. I think you just meant in general. Yes, I do. I'm like, well, I wait for my moment. This is my line now, James. I also just get obsessed. Like, I'll see a film and then get obsessed with a song in it or a TV program. I watched like Last Christmas and then became obsessed with George Michael, like Heal the Pain, and just listened to it on repeat. So random.
I haven't watched that yet. Should I?
It's like fun.
Can't hurt.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you're going to cinema for it, but watch it on like Netflix.
I still haven't opened yet. I think it's another week.
I mean, I'd go for the aircon. That's for sure.
Ooh, good point. Well made, really.
I also love a lot of musicals, by the way. I'm a big like musical sing-along.
Favorite musical?
Ever.
Ever, yeah.
I did see Oklahoma 5 times.
Is that Whip Crack Away, that one? Is that Doris Day? No.
No, it's like Sorry with a Fringe on Top. I mean, it's so random. But I recently, a more like modern one that maybe more of you would like is Waitress. I loved that. And I loved the soundtrack. Really, really good.
Interesting. Mine will always be Rocky Horror.
Oh, yeah. Great one. West Side Story?
No. I grew up in it. My mum hates still. It's still a very active thing. Hates musicals. And so just as a kid, like I still haven't seen The Wizard of Oz the whole way through, because that was the kind of household that we just did.
I hate new musicals, like Wicked and like cheesy ones. I love like the old, like, you know, West Side Story, My Fair Lady, those types.
I went to see Dreamgirls and I didn't enjoy it at all. But Caroline actually took me to see Wicked for my birthday. And I cried so hard, yeah.
Do you know what? I'm not even sure if I've seen it. I always use that as an example of one that I don't like. I'm not sure I've seen it. The idea of it.
When that theatre opens, I will take you.
Oh, but the song is so annoying, that one they always play.
Yes, but then when you see it in the context of the story, genuinely, I was crying very hard and trying not to let on. And it's Defying Gravity, and then there's the interval. And Caroline didn't look at me, but she was sitting and she just popped a tissue on my leg. She was like, I knew it.
Oh my God, that's such a good feel-good favourite. Has anyone ever said just having a really big cry?
I don't think so, you know.
You know when you like feel one coming for a while, normally when I'm like due a period and you like, you don't cry, but then like, something happens and you got to let it out and you just let it happen. That is the best feeling.
Yeah, you're so right. I think if it builds up, you have to let it out.
Oh yeah. And my voice always goes, you can tell, I'm like, and then it just happens. I cried a lot when I was pregnant. Is that like hormonal cry?
Oh, that makes me sad.
No, but it's not a sad cry. It's just, you know, it's hormones and it's just crazy and you just got to let it happen. You like cry because like Rich cut the courgette the wrong way. It's like stupid thing.
I'm not, okay. I understand it now. It's, yeah. Okay. I hear you. We've all been there. How do you feel about crying in public?
I don't think I do it that often. I definitely have done in the past at some point. I think when I'm like in it, I'm okay. And then afterwards, I'm like, oh God. And I feel poppy and wet. It's just, I don't think I have a good crying face.
There's a book Kelly Cutrone wrote called If You've Got to Cry, Cry Outside, which kind of talks about crying in the workplace. And that's always, because it's such a distinctive, like if you're going to cry, cry outside, it embeds itself in your brain when you hear that. It's always made me think about if my emotions are running high, should I just leave the room? Whether I'm going to cry or not.
Oh, as in like, so like leave the room and cry?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, you shouldn't be ashamed.
No.
You should have a good cry at the meeting table, at the boardroom table. Make everyone else feel uncomfortable.
At your WeWork.
Yeah.
Oh, just have a good sob. These have been great, Lily.
I've whizzed through those.
I feel like when we can, what we should actually do is we should rent like a Mustang and go for a loud singing drive.
A carpool karaoke.
Why on earth not?
Seriously, it's just the best. I'll send you a clip next time.
Please do. I would enjoy that very, very much.
I always feel like I'm singing so well, and like I've definitely filmed it in the past, and then I watch it back and I'm like, oh, that's terrible.
It doesn't matter if it feels good, that's what I say.
Yeah, definitely.
If you hit that note, great.
Yeah, if you're listening, if you haven't tried it, give it a go, seriously.
Yeah, anyone listening, if you haven't tried it, give it a go. And if you're able to film it responsibly, obviously not whilst driving, if someone can film you, whatever, please do share on Instagram and tag us.
That would be amazing.
Because even if you, maybe you can't drive, or maybe this is just, it can be in your car or in your bathroom.
Oh, yeah, definitely. In your kitchen. Oh my God, yeah. Shower radios are also great things.
Never sing had a shower. Anywhere.
Oh, they're great. They stick on the wall and then you can just sing to James Morrison if you like.
I can pretend to be Nelly Furtado in the shower. Hang on, am I actually dressed like she is in the Man Eater video? Like white vest.
You are. She's so cool. She needs to make a comeback.
Don't know whether she was sweating through her white vest though. Listeners, I've already shown Lily my sweat stains. It is 30 something degrees in London. It's hot.
Dripping. So
for that reason, I'll let you go because I know I know you're as hot as I am. But those were excellent. And so I will put in the links the At Home with Lily and Anna and your blog.
There's not many things to link to. You can't link to voice notes and driving, singing. You can give it a go.
I will add you all into Lily and my WhatsApp conversation. So yeah, I will link to everything that you've possibly ever put out there in the world that you are happy for people to see.
Oh,
and
you.
Those links could be found in the show notes. But Lily,
thank you so much for having me.
It's been so much fun.